This podcast is brought to you by the folk at Intuitive Finance in Sandringham. Home loans, interest rates, all that sort of jazz. They're great supporters of the community and they're bloody good at what they do. Get stuck into them. There's a banner on our website or just go straight to www.intuitivefinance.com.au. Good on ya.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. How you going? My name's Jock Riddles. Welcome to the Community Night Podcast, where we get all of the wisdoms in on the old speak piper. Thanks for all your calling so far. I'm going to try and bash through all of these ones tonight. Huge weekend. Now, there's only four teams playing if you're in finals this weekend. Very best of luck. I don't need to tell you up here that there is plenty at stake. Season's on the line. Now, this would not be a semi-final weekend without the old Supercoach gods playing with the old plums. We've got Jimmy Bartel out, which has surprised even the father of fantasy. We suspected Stephen Johnson might miss. Jakey Carlisle will hurt a couple. We know Jared Roughhead's out. We've got Shaw and also Benny McGlynn out. That's painful. Significant injury. We've got Job Watson, we suspected, would come back in. Also Dane Swan. Dane Swan. Helter bloody skelter, community.
G'day, Jock. Higo and Crouching. Sticky Fingers here. I'm the chump who's been bringing shame and dishonour upon the noble Jock Reynolds Premier League with my dismal performances this year, coming in 16th and dragging the league ranking down in an inexcusable display of super coaching. Rest assured, I've already self-administered 100 lashes for this and have thrown in a few Hail Marys as well. So I'm out of the running in the Premier League, but I am still in the hunt in a couple of other leagues which are populated solely by flesh and blood and mere mortals. So I need your advice, Jock. I've got your friend and mine, Stephen Johnson, in my midfield, and even if he plays this week, I'm thinking of trading him because he's been an absolute spud on stilts ever since I brought him in, and he looks like, if anything, he's going downhill. I've only got the one trade left though, so the question is, do I trade or do I hold? I'd love to bring in another expensive, but I can only afford someone from 546k down, which is the likes of Boak, Goddard or Mundy, and of the eight penny bangers on me bench, not a single Flamen one has seen fit to be selected in the last month. And I can't see that changing, so I've got no one to bring on for Johnson if I keep him this week and he doesn't play. Love to know your thoughts. Thanks, Joe.
Robbie from Sticky Fingers, thank you very much, and it's good to hear your voice, mate. Now, last year, Sticky Fingers made it all the way to the preliminary final, got knocked out by Mick the Mad Irishman, so you've had a good hard crack at the Premier League. You will be relocated to Division 1, but I'm sure you'll bounce back with absolute mongrel dog fervour next year, and I can't tell you how happy I am that you've called in, son. You haven't dishonoured the bloody community as well. Any bloke who's committed to fantasy football, who wants to try on a few things, who's looking at his options at this time of year, haven't had the season you've had, I put me hat off to you. Making mistakes is not a crime, especially in our community, mate, so I don't want you to hang that head for half a second. And 16th is better than 18th as well, mate. Steve Johnson, yep, he's got to go. Options you mentioned there, Boak, Goddard, Mundy. Look, Boak, he's only had the 2 tons in his last five, and his average is being propped up a bit over that last five just for the fact that when he's had those 2 tons, they've been big ones, 150s and 160s. But the other three were 60s and 70s, and I'm just not confident enough that he can provide you with anything moving forward, mate. And that strike rate of big scoring, been inconsistent all year, I'm just not confident he can take you home. Mundy, likewise, only 2 100+ pluses in his last five. Freo are probably in no position, even though bloody Ross Tiny Plums Lion is running the show. You'd think they got too much on the line running home to do much resting, but if there was a bloke that looks like he needs a spell, it could be Mundy. So again, I'm a bit doubtful there. Goddard's probably the most hopeful of the three. Last three, 68, 79, 111 this most recent round. The reason I see some hope here is because he did return from injury for that initial 68, so we know that he's just been building back up into fitness. This will be his fourth week back, particularly with Watson playing. You'll think there'll be attention going elsewhere. So Goddard could be the one out of those threes that I think I'd select for you, mate. But I want to run you through some other options, and this could be helpful for other members of the community out there. Pay a bit of attention to Richmond, and I think Brett Delidio has disappointed some over the past 2 or 3 years, but he's at about 529 grand. He's averaged 115 over his last four. Now, the beauty here is what you've got at Richmond Richmond is this beautiful critique of mass, you know. You're looking at Cochin, Miles, Dusty Martin, even Thomas is starting to chip in, and Brandon Ellis are all really lifting, and that's meaning oppositions have to spread their attention to many, many corners. Brett Delidio has been good over the last four, so he could get some attention, and there's a risk there. But my cortexes are telling me that Delidio, he could either match or go that one bit better than Goddard. Now, Brandon Ellis, we mentioned last 2 weeks, 142-133. He could get a run in your side as well. He's that bit cheaper again than Delidio. Again, coming to form, the whole critical mass of that Richmond midfield are rising. They've got plenty to play for. They've got the spirit back. They're feeling good about their footy, and those Richmond boys could drive you home. Now, the beauty of Ellis above Delidio is he's probably less likely to get that tag. Opposition coaches will be focusing more heavily on someone like your Delidio or even your Cochin. Even the Miles boys starting to get the tag. So Ellis could be that sweet spot for you. He's going to be a super coach boost moving forward, I'm sure of it. The other bloke I wanted to mention was Andrew Gaff. Now, I know I've gone on about Gaff a fair bit in the past and it hasn't come off. West Coast Eagles have not performed over the last couple of years as we expected them to. Now, the penny's bloody dropped with Andrew Gaff. Earlier in the year, he got subbed off, he'd been smashed by tags, he'd been playing rubbish, but he's come back and he realises what the caper is now. Word from the inside at West Coast is he has turned a corner, and I believe this could be the time to get on Andrew Gaff. His last three games, he's knocked out 210s and 125. That penny's dropped. He's got, you know, Pritis, Shuey, Marston. They're all lifting, so there's a nice little nuclei there as well. And, you know, you've got your Dom Sheeds lifting up through the ranks. So I think this could be the point that Andrew Gaff lifts. I just wanted to give you some other options there. Thanks for your call in. Congratulations on your season in the Premier League. Just to compete at the highest Premier League level is a bloody achievement in itself, mate. And I look forward to seeing how you progress back up from Division 1 next year.
Jock, you need to help me, mate. Jimmy Bartel, I can't believe it. Why, fantasy gods, do you do this to me? We need to sort this out, Jock. I'm thinking Harry Taylor or Brody Smith. What are you thinking?
Yeah, this is a single situation where coaches will be scratching their head going, well, stuff me, horse. Jimmy Bartel's probably what he's in. He's in half. For people up at the pointy end, you'd think he'd be in three quarters of the teams at the moment. And you mentioned, what, Harry Taylor, Brody Smith. Harry Taylor, I'd suggest, is the preferable one of those two. The Smith boys just tailed off over the last couple with an 80 and 70, and I just wouldn't have enough confidence that he'd bring you home tons. But Harry Taylor, 100-plus over his last five, including a couple of big 120s, certainly is in very good form, and I'd suggest that he's a good trade-in option. A couple of other options. A few have suggested Hearn. I would say his form is on the downward curve, and that would be a no. Cade Simpson, if you've got a bit more coin, Cade Simpson's around the 500k mark. Last three, 129, 105, 128. They'll have Geelong Etihad Friday night, which could end up being a good game for Carlton with a weakened Geelong outfit with Nate Johnson, Bartel and a few other niggles in there. So they've got Geelong, they'll have Port Adelaide next weekend, and then Essendon on the Saturday on grand final weekend. And I think you'll find a Mick Mouldhouse coached Carlton will come home quite significantly, and Cade Simpson could be a beneficiary. So he's the one bloke I've got my eye on, is to go Bartel to Cade Simpson this week. The other boy you might want to have a look at who has a very nice run home is Gents from Adelaide. Last 300+, including 113 last week. So apart from that, there's the obvious, is, you know, if you haven't got your McVays, you know, you whack him in there. But I'm seeing Harry Taylor, Cade Simpson, or the Gents boy is a little bit of a point of difference.
Jock, it's Gwyn from Belfast again. Firstly, I just want to apologise to Wayno. I was wrong, you were right. Just because I'm from the home of the DeLorean doesn't mean I can time travel. But my advice this week to all the community is Pierce Hanley. If you have him, trade him if you can. He's going to get the McCaffrey tag this week. He's going to get the Crowley tag next week. And then the grand final, he could well get the Guffrey tag. Cheers, Jock. Good luck.
Stunning insights from all the way over in the Emerald Island, who's our consigliere of the Europeans. I mean, you're dead right. Pierce Hanley could be up against it for a couple of weeks here, community, and this is at the bloody pointy end. However, my feelings re-Pierce Hanley are that he has grown as a footballer. He's gone through that curve you need to go through when you're getting tagged. He's learnt how to beat them. Having said that, Crowley can tag his ass off. He could tag any bastard on his day, no doubt about it. My situation, personally, I have to do something about Bartel. I'm going to back Hanley and trust the kid's gone to the next dimensions. of a fantasy footballer. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't blame you for flicking him if you didn't have a Bartell issue this week. It'll be very interesting to see how that pans out, and that's some wonderful call, Gwen.
G'day, Drop. Love your work. Playing in a semi-final this week and just need your advice on what to do with Nick Del Santo. Hasn't played very well in the past couple of weeks and don't know if I trust him against the Western Bulldogs this week. Love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
No worries at all, Tom. Thanks for the call, son. Look, I almost went into Nicky Del Santo at the beginning of the year this year. He had burnt me before, but it only took me to listen to the words of one of the great leaders of the past two decades, the great George W. Bush. His words rang true in my ears of Nicky Del Santo.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You know, I think George said it perfectly. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't trick me again. That's exactly right, because Nicky Del Santo will show the gold silken fantasy output, and he certainly shows the silk on the field. But when the back's against the wall and he needs to put in a bit, go a bit the other way, go defensive, go offensive, he goes missing, and he'll go missing for weeks at a time. However, Oregon should hold him. He's got Western Bulldog. This is exactly the game he likes. I'm suspecting North will thump him. He'll be front running. He loves that. They've got Adelaide the week after. Then they've got Melbourne in the grand final. And again, that's Nicky Del Santo to a T. So I wouldn't worry too much, mate. I'd hold on to Nicky Del. But just remember, not just with Nicky Del, Tommy, with others as well, you know. Just remember, it could be, you know, one of the birdmen like Sean Higgins. I didn't go with him this year because I had in me cortex, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, you're not going to fool me again.
G'day, Jock. Big Ben here. It was a great week for my team, Jamrock FC. Finishing first or second in all five of my leagues and punching out a huge 2,500-plus score this week. It means I won all my league games and I get the week off regarding league finals. Drooping Drew Peachy was my VC, and I was stoked when he went large on a 149, so I kept him as my VC/captain. Now, my advice for the week. It's in regards to Nat Fyfe. He's got a buggered shoulder and or arm, which is a bit of a concern, but I want the community to relax, crack a frothy, and just wait until Sunday to see what happens. There's no need to pull the trigger on Fyfe right now and trade him out. Wait, wait, wait. Chances are that by Sunday you already know whether or not you've won your league games, and if it is a tight one, that's when you can send him out to the paddock and slaughter him. Trade him out if needed. Price-wise, I would probably consider someone like JP Kennedy from the Swans. Anyway, that's all for me. Enjoy the work in the footy community. Regards, Big Ben.
Congratulations, Big Benny. You're having a good year. You got five prelims. You're doing very well. And congratulations to everyone out there who have made Supercoach finals. Even congratulations if you're still listening here in August. Even if you're having an ordinary year, all the world's respect to you because you're not throwing in the towel. And that's what we're about. You don't throw in the towel. But congratulations if you've made your preliminary finals or whether you're going to fight out the semis this week or you're doing pretty well in your ranks, well done. And that's an interesting one, Nat Fyfe, as well. We know the shoulder's not quite right. He's named, so he will play this week. But there must be the seed of doubt in many fantasy minds out there whether it could be worthwhile just going a sideways Fyfe to especially a Tom Rockliffe. We know Tom Rockliffe is just going apeshit. Let's be honest there. So there's a thought of, well, if you haven't got him, could you just go Fyfe across to Rockliffe? Or could you go Fyfe to JPK, as Benny said? Very interesting. But I love Ben's thinking. Yeah, you do hold, especially if you're playing for leagues, because it might very well be obvious by then that you've got to win anyway, or otherwise you might need to pull a bit of a point of difference. So wisdom is valid as always, Ben.
G'day, Jock. Left dog here over. I've locked down the fort. It's some serious business.
Leg dog, I need to go to the hospital.
Shut up, Cassie! I'm doing the thing! Sorry about that, Jock. Just had to sort out the missus. She understands. It's Supercoach finals. She's hurt herself, but let's not worry about that. Now, I'm trying to keep it cool under this intense pressure. Leg dog's puppies was predicted to win by 400 points, and we fell by about 5. Got Jared Roughhead out. Don't know who to cover him for. We've got two trades to use this week. I don't know if I should use them. I got Shannon Hearn, who's underperforming. Jock, I'm tempted to just sub in Ben Brown for Jared Roughead. Trade Roughead down to a rookie, and then bloody turn Shannon Hearn into Rockliffe. I think, I mean, because forwards, they're fickle. They're not giving me anything. I mean, Ben Brown's going to get, you know, 50 to 70 points. That's probably what, if I bring in Robbie Gray, that's probably what Robbie Gray's going to score. Jock, I just don't know what to do. Maybe I bring in David Hale. Maybe I bring in David Hale. That's what I'm going to bring in, David Hale and Bert Delidio. Well, actually, Bert Delidio's a pretty good pickup. The Tigers are on the roll. Anyway, Jock, this ramble has gone nowhere, but I need your help.
Yeah, I know the situation there, Lek, where you've got your significant other, in your case, probably needing some emergency surgery, but priorities are priorities, and it is final, so it always helps if you've got an understanding partner. Cherry Ripe helps sometimes. You know, ferret yourself a small supply of Cherry Ripes, and at the right time when tensions rise, just, here you go, darling. Here you go, darling, off you go. Oh, you beautiful, beautiful thing. Always helps. I like your thinking, getting to the nitty-gritty of the fantasy there, of getting the Rockliffe in. Is someone out there on the tap?
Yep.
You done? And that's the other thing, you notice that was a loved one of mine, a beautiful female who will be residing here for the evening. Noticed how I was loving but firm. You have to be like that. You have to be loving but firm sometimes, because your partners, your loved ones, family is very important. Supercoach is a very high priority, but family is very important. And I like to reflect again on the words of George.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
Family is where our nation finds hope, where wings find dream.
Hello, Jock and community. Pie Man here. Into five prelims. Bloody wrapped. Couldn't have done that without you, Jock and Higo and Crouching and community. You're just a great bunch of blokes. Love yous. Pie Man's DeLorean moment not long ago with regards to what would happen to Stevie J in the first week of finals was close to on the money. I said he'd score 50 and get suspended, but he got injured instead, so you're going to need a replacement for him if you've still got trades. If you've got the coin, I think a really good guy to go to would be Matty Prittis. He's absolutely destroying it at the moment. And no signs of stopping there, so it'll cost you, I think, 104K. That's a lot of coin, but could be worth it if you're looking for a POD. Another suggestion, around the same sort of price, a former number 3 draft pick, premiership captain, dual Brownlow medalist, Chris Judd. Just signed a new contract, he's staying on. Scored 115, 104 and 115 in the last 3 weeks. He's only played 9 games this year and he's turned up 6 times. So, looks in pretty good touch at the moment. And he's going to score you a lot more than what Stevie J would, or Stephen Johnson. If you're looking for a real POD, jump on C. Judd. 3 votes. Cheers, guys.
I like it, mate. I like it, Pie. I really do. They'll hit the line bloody strong with multi-balls. I think he's starting to get him to play the multi-balls brand of football. And Judd, yep, signed the deal. He's got a big load off. He's also got the weight of the world off his shoulders. Could come home like a 25-year-old. Beautiful wisdom. Righto, I thought I'd jump on the old tweeter. Got a couple of tweeters up here. What's going on? We've got David Gustafson. He's got his Jock Reynolds logo there. Said, ye fantasy gods sure have bent us over the table and given us a good rooting this week. Hashtag Roughhead, Bartell, Johnson, McGlynn. Jeez, if you had that quartet, you would be absolutely shattered. Troy Hallam's asked, should I use me last Supercoach trade to go Stephen Johnson to Sloan? Won't able to afford Sloan next week. That's next week in tweet speak. Just deploy it, mate. The one they call the Sloan dog needs to come into your team. In the spirit of creating one, trade, trade, trade. Go it, mate. Sloan is on absolute fire and you won't regret it. Ride it for luck for 2 more weeks. Hope for no injuries, and I think that's the way to go. We've got an interesting one here from Jimmy Christensen's. G'day, Jock. Do you think Crowley will go to Lewis and that Mitchell might have some space? And that's a very interesting question. Could be a difference of, you know, 80 fantasy points here. I have the feeling that Crowley may go to Jordan Lewis. He's been a real catalyst at Hawthorn of late. Could go to Lewis, depending how it pans out, could find his way to Mitchell at some stage. Don Vivant, he said, Jock, I saw him tailoring some extra large crotched shorts at Linen House Oval, running out for the Saints, Uncle Jock. And as I said to Don on the Twitter, look, the phone's there, all they need to do is call and out they'll come. And if they've got that large crotched short there, Don, I'll be slipping right into him. And just a quick look at the Premier League, very interesting here. Two semis. I'm playing power to the people, the winner of Supercage 2013 in a semi this week. The Dimowitz got cooked last week by the Sergeant Supercoach, the Big V Brigade. He went down by a couple hundred points. He had probably one of the poorest weeks of his season. So he'll go up against Dancing David Ruddock in the other one. So I blew teal, good mate Nathan there, and Big V over into the prelims. Qualifiers group is on for young and old. Adam, we had him on. He called into the speak pipe last week. He shot up to 11th. He had a huge bloody 2,610. So Adam from United has won. He's leading the qualifiers group. We've got Wayne from The Filth, John from The Mob, Justin from Steak and Chopsticks, Chris from Delicious, and Glenn from the Chico Rolls make up that top six. But look, we've got Shape on a Rope, Flaming Stars, Sandra there, doing it for the chicks, you know. I am woman, hear me roar. I'm the flaming bloody stars. That can be your team song. Frankie from Frankie Bang, they're all in it. So they're all in for the qualifiers. The top six will go up into Jock Reynolds Division 3 next season. And the donors group, another one who's killing them, Adam from Random Breath Test. He's in 10th overall in Supercage. Go get him, son. He's also up in Jock Divi 2. So because Andrew's already in the divisions, if you make the top seven in the donors group, you will make it through. And at the moment, we've got the Kraken. And I've heard of him on somewhere. Good for thanks for saying g'day. Dylan's Daredevils. David from the Wombats. We've got Raj from the Titans. Thanks for your email, Raj. And he's been a very good contributor on the site as well. Not only asking for help, but he's given help as well. And that's what makes his community so wonderful. Thank you, Raj. We've got Darren from Hawthorne FC, Paul from Multibets in the gun at the moment. That's what's happening from a league point of view. If you haven't donated yet, we'd love it if you could chip into the community. And what we do, we give donors one exclusive one-hour podcast a month. The next one will be on the eve of the Supercoach Grand Finals. And the one after that, I'd suspect, will be an AFL Grand Final extravaganza. So I'll whack a link in the notes there. If you haven't signed up, you can do $3 a month or whatever you like. It'd be very much appreciated. Keeps us doing what we're doing. Have a wonderful couple of days. Good luck. Round 21, Supercoach Semis. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.